Among pelagic travelers, lost on their lewd, conceited way to Massachusetts, Michigan, Miami, or L.A., an airborne instrument I sit, predestined nightly to fulfill Columbia Geeson Management's unfathomable will. By whose election justified, I bring my gospel of the muse to fundamentalists, to nuns, to Gentiles, and to Jews, and daily, 7 days a week, before a local sense is gelled, from talking sight to talking sight, I'm jet or prop propelled. Though warm I welcome everywhere, I shift so frequently, so fast, I cannot now tell where I was the evening before last. Unless some singular event should intervene to save the place, a truly asinine remark, a soul-bewitching face, or blessed encounter unscheduled on the Geeson plan, with here an addict of Tolkien, there a Charles Williams fan. Since merit but a dunghill is, I mount the rostrum unafraid. Indeed, for damnable to ask if I am overpaid. Spirit is willing to repeat, without a qualm, the same old talk, but flesh is homesick for our snug apartment in New York. A sulky 56, he finds a change in mealtimes utter hell, grown far too crotchety to like a luxury hotel. The Bible is a goodly book I always can peruse with zest, but really cannot say the same for Hilton's Be My Guest. Nor bear with equanimity the radio in students' cars, Muzak at breakfast, or, dear God, girl organists in bars. And worst of all, each time my plane begins to sink and a no-smoking sign comes on, what will there be to drink? Is this a milieu where I must, how grey and greenish, how infra-dig, snatch from the bottle in my bag an analeptic swig? Another morning comes, I see, dwindling below me on the plain, the roofs of one more audience I shall not see again. God bless the lot of them, although I don't remember which was which. God bless the USA, so large, so friendly, and so rich.